Blog Talk Radio.
Because you first loved us. We give God praise, we give God glory and honor. Welcome to Use a Harvest. God's got this, God's got us. Amen. Before we go any further on today, we are going to God in prayer. Praise his holy name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise. God, we give you glory. We give you the honor. Thank you for our young people, our youth. God, and you're leading them and guiding them. You are for them more than the whole world can be against them. They are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. They are overcoming everything by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. What they say about you, what you're doing in their life, because you are great and you got us all. You got them, you got us. God, to you be the glory. To you, we give the honor and the praise. We exalt your name. You are mighty, you are great. You are wonderful. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, amen and praise God. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. Today we are talking about, we're going to come from, this month we celebrate a very awesome part of the faith in Jesus Christ, and that is his resurrection. Yes, he died on the cross. He died for our sins, and we are most grateful and we are most thankful. But most of all, he rose on the third day. So we celebrate Easter. Easter, we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 11, verse 25, he says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Jesus was posing a question to Martha and who had lost a loved one. He was posing this question because they were, of course, they were sad and needed comfort, but he wanted to encourage them even beyond the present time, that what was happening in the present moment. He wanted them to believe that he gives life, and it's not life just for now while he was with them, but it would be throughout all eternity. And they just need to believe. You believe on the Son of God, young people, if you believe in Jesus Christ, that he is God's Son, and you believe, you will live and never die. Live and never die. You live forever in Jesus Christ. And that's why he said, I am the resurrection. He was saying that even before he himself was going to go and go to the cross, and face what he faced. He was explaining ahead of time, hey, you're going to live, your brother, all those who believe in me, they're going to live. They're going to live forever. They will never die. And so this is what, and we go to Jesus. We're going to bounce over to Jesus' resurrection in Luke chapter 24. And in some of these, maybe the same women, at least one of them, went to, this is after Jesus was buried, and it says, Luke 24, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? Verse 7 said, the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. Then they remembered his words. And so Jesus was even teaching about himself before, you know, the actual event happened. And here it is, these women going to the tomb. They were going to give him more spices on his body. That would maybe been traditional at that time. And it was just probably was a way that God put in their hearts to get them to come to the tomb and see Jesus is not in the tomb. He's not in the grave. And still to this day, Jesus is not there. Jesus is not there. That's exciting. He is not there. You can, I can, we can go to Israel. That's where Jesus was from. And Jerusalem. And go to this tomb. He is not there. He is in heaven. Jesus, he had risen from the dead. He after he rose from the dead, he appeared to his disciples. He talked with them. He ate with them. He walked with them. And we're talking about bodily form. And then about 40 days later, he went to heaven to be with the Father, to be with Father God. They seen him leave in a cloud. Okay, he was taken away. And now he is in heaven, sitting on the right-hand side of God. It says that he's there praying for us. He's there to stand for us, advocate for us. You know how somebody can stand up for you? You know how you have a friend like that who just stands up for you wherever, whenever, because they believe in you. They are for you. They got your back. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. He's in heaven. He has our back. That's why God's got this. God's got us. Jesus is always there for us. And he's coming back for us, too. He's coming to get us. He's coming to get those who believe in him. So that's why he asked beforehand, he said, do you believe this? Do you, young person, believe this? The resurrection, that might be something challenging for other people who mock you or make fun of you or laugh at you. But you believe this, Jesus, he's alive? You believe that? Listen, you have to believe that. That is the whole basis of what we believe. If we don't believe that, then what hope do we have? Because then we're all going to die, and we're going to all be in the grave. There's no eternity with God. There's no life. But no, we believe, we do believe that Jesus, he is the resurrection. And I believe there's no other religion that teaches that. Oh, yeah, sure, some teach reincarnation, but no, this is not reincarnation. We're talking about reincarnation means you come back and you're something else, a dog or cat or something of that nature. No, we believe we'll come back in a bodily form. Jesus said, I will raise them up in the last day. He said that in the last day. Jesus said, all those who believe in me will be raised up in the last day. And we can believe in God's word. We can believe in Jesus, what he said. Other people may make up things, but Jesus doesn't make up things. He tells us the truth. It says this in John chapter 6, if you want to know why. If I'm not making this up. He says to us, he says in verse 39, and this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all those he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in me shall have eternal life, and I will raise them up at the last day. This is how God's got us, okay? God's got this. God's got us in his hand. Jesus said he will lose none that he's been given. So that means, like, he will forever have your back. As a young person, you want to know if somebody will have your back forever. Jesus has your back forever. Forever he has your back. My back. He is with us, and forever is a long time. Amen. You think of somebody really old. Somebody you know, you think, oh, man, they are so old. No matter what age you think. But listen, you're going to live past how whatever age there is, you're going to live to be forever. That's the age you're going to live to be, eternity forever, okay? All right. I hope you're blessed. I hope you learn something more about the resurrection. I hope you learn more about believing in Jesus and you're living forever, and that you have hope for your salvation. And believe it. Share it, because it is the truth. It's the truth of God's word. God loves you. He loves me. We're going to be with him in eternity. We his people. You are his child. Be blessed. Have an awesome rest of the day. Enjoy your weekend. Amen. This is Pastor Katisa.